Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you're currently planning your summer holidays, how long are you thinking of going away for? Or how long are you even thinking about just taking off work? Is it a long weekend? Or maybe it's a really rare full 2 week break? Well, both, I can tell you, could be a waste of time. Apparently, the ideal holiday length is 8 days. 8 days is what you need off work. Sinead Brady, career psychologist and the author of Total Reset, is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Sinead, are you surprised that 8 days is the desired amount of time for people to take off work?
So it's really interesting, and this gets me all the time, because we in Ireland, particularly Andrea, have this habit of saving up our annual leave and storing it up and keeping it for I don't know what.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, it's like you look back and you go, well, I've got so many days from last year and I still have this amount to take this year. And it's like, no, take your annual leave. And it's really important that you take it in chunks of time. So we need to have this like ebb and flow to our annual leave. And 8 days is a great amount of time because it's kind of 2 weekends, it's a full week, and it just gives you this space to chill out, to relax and to breathe. So this is a piece of study that was done by the University of Tampere in Finland in about 2006. And it's saying that you really need to take at least 8 days. And when you take at least 8 days, you actually get the chance to switch off, to relax, recover and to recuperate. And doing so means that when you return to work, you are more rested, you are more at ease, you're more productive. You're all of those good things. You've just been, you've recovered and recuperated.
Sorry, Sinead, just to stop you for a moment. You're saying the ideal length is at least 8 days. I understood from the study that the ideal length is 8 days.
So this is a study that was done in about 2006, and we have loads of new research. And what's really interesting about this is that for some people, 8 days is the perfect amount of time off. So that depends on how far you're traveling. It depends on who you're going with, Andrea. It depends on lots of different things. So it depends on loads of different things. But what they're saying, what the research is telling us kind of since this piece was done and subsequently, is that it depends on the individual. It depends on how stressful and how switched on you are all of the time. And it also depends on how many breaks you are taking in any given year. So for example, I would always say to people, you should really not go any longer than 6 weeks without
a
long...
Sorry. Go on. I should have let you finish. You shouldn't
No, that's fine.
You shouldn't go 6 weeks without...
taking a break from work. So you need to use your annual leave really specifically.
Right.
And for example, we all remember Paddy's Day... when we got that extra day, or it lands on a Wednesday, I can't remember. And everybody just felt so rested, recovered, recuperated, relaxed.
We probably get that though, Sinead, because of the bank holidays, the bank holiday weekends, and we now have the St. Bridget's bank holiday weekend too in February.
Correct, we do. But we need an extra day on top of that, Andrea. So add another day in and maximise your time off. So if you take a bank holiday and you add one more day on, so say you add the Tuesday on after bank holiday, you get 4 days straight off work, and then you go back and you've 3 days, so you've this nice tempo. And this doesn't mean that you have to head off and go anywhere or do anything. It might be just life admin that you do. It might be just taking a bit of a rest. It might be meeting people that make you smile, or whatever it is. So you use 1 day annual leave extra on top of your bank holiday, and then your 8 days annual leave would be really beneficial to you. But if you're not taking those other strategic days off, the 8 days annual leave may not feel like enough.
Okay. How many bank holidays have we again? Is it 9?
That's a great question. I've run out of, I don't know is the short answer. But what I do know is, so if on my Instagram account, if you follow me, I'm the career psychologist. Every year I do a post on annual leave because I'm a great believer in rest.
Yeah, we've 10
relaxing.
When you take Christmas into account.
Yeah.
So if you're to add 8 days, if you're to add another 10 days to extend, we'll say, each of those bank holidays, right? I know Christmas is a sort of a funny one because people tend to take that, often take extra days to get that week off. 10 days of your leave, statutory leave is what, 21? Typically, most companies might have maybe 22 or 23 days leave for staff. Sometimes it's 25.
Right.
That's leaving you with one other. That's leaving you with one solid 8-day break to take.
Correct. So you get lots, and you get the benefit of the other time as well. So even if you were just to use three of your days annual leave, and you added on an extra day to each of the annual leave bank holidays, you're starting to get this ebb and flow, this tempo, whereby you have, across the course of the year, a break strategically into your holidays. Now, obviously, some of us do, you know, perhaps people with that are parents or carers, and, you know, we have summer school holidays and that kind of thing to deal with. You are actually saving up your annual leave to try and get as much time off strategically during the summer as you possibly can. But outside of that, if you're not doing that, then use your annual leave allowance really strategically. And when you do that, this ebb and flow just sets into your life where you've kind of got a fun plan in place, you know, where you've got time off, where you can rest, recover, recuperate, relax. And, you know, those first days back after a bank holiday, or the Friday before a bank holiday, tend to be low touch days. They tend to be days that, you know, there's not a lot going on in most organisations.
Yeah.
So give yourself the benefit of extra time when and where you can strategically.
I know when I used to work in do the early shifts and the early shifts here, which of course now listeners will know Shane Beattie and Shane Coleman and Kira Kelly do all of the time. I remember an old boss telling me that really you needed to take at least one annual leave day off a month. Because of the nature of that kind of work, where you're kind of getting up at 3:30, 4:15 in the morning, and you're doing a lot of napping. And I remember the advice I was given was take a leave day every month, just to have for that reason that you've got one weekend that gives you, you know, you're basically giving yourself a bank holiday every weekend, every month, you know,
every month. That's a really great piece of advice from somebody in a mentoring or
early,
in
a very long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it does. It just gives you this moment of pause. And like that, it doesn't mean that you have to be booking somewhere and going somewhere. It can be just going to meet your friends, having the coffees, but do the things that you kind of go, you wish I had the time to do that during the week.
Yeah. The thing is, though, Sinead, that like I'm the kind of person, I don't like taking annual leave off for nothing. And I'm at a stage now, right, where I'm looking at my annual leave and they're probably shouting at me here in work, you need to start booking days and get dates booked into the diary and all of this. And it's because I don't like taking time off to do nothing. I like to have something to do. You know, I like to take time off because I'm doing something. But then probably out of that, I'm getting no break. There's no, you know, I'm taking time off and I'm maybe going on a holiday or running down the country to see somebody, or, you know, it's for a wedding, or it has a reason as to why I'm off, and you're busy and there's no break. I actually took my first 2 weeks off work last year for the first time in years. I hadn't taken 2 weeks off together in years. And my God, Sinead, the difference. Because it takes you the first 2 or 3 days to just unwind and stop following the news, we'll say, in my case.
Yeah.
And then you need a day or two at the end to kind of gear yourself up, you know, and if you've travel, if you're flying somewhere or a bit of travel or something in between. But like, I just thought the benefit of 2 weeks, I thought was incredible.
Yeah, it is quite, once you get that feeling of rest, it's amazing. So the research is also telling us that, you know, there's about 7 different types of rest that you need outside of sleep. So you need to be able to physically rest, which is kind of just, as you say, chilling out. And it's like your colleague was saying, take that time just to rest and actually sleep. So you've got that physical rest, and then you've got mental rest. And that's what you're talking about. It's where you weren't following the news in the way that you might normally do so. And then you've emotional rest, which is actually just the cognitive real estate that you have that is constantly taken up with all of these different things that you have to do, to remember the commute, you know, all of the things that you're doing. That you're actually getting a break from that. Then you have the sensory rest, which is maybe you just don't have the same pace as you would normally have. And you might have found, even Andrea, that because you took the break, you come back with ideas. So you got creative rest as well. It's where you were just had time to kind of maybe do nothing, where maybe you read, or where you sat down and you enjoyed a glass of wine with your lunch, or you did something that you wouldn't normally do. And then the social rest was where you weren't doing the things with the people that you would normally do, and in the buzz of a newsroom. And so you had a different social environment. And then you kind of had the time to maybe have a bath and relax and maybe light a candle or, you know, whatever it was.
You got some kind of R&R you do.
Yeah. So you got seven different types of rest as well as the sleep. So then you come back and you're going, okay, so I feel a lot more rested. I feel like I'm able to manage things that little bit better. I feel I have more patience almost to people. I can make connections in ways that I wasn't before. So rest is so, so, so important.
As well as sleep. In summary, Sinead, we're telling people today, it's at least, take the 8 days if you're going to take that sort of extended bank holiday or the extra additional day onto a weekend every 6 weeks. Otherwise, you need to be looking at a break of at least 8 days at some period.
Absolutely. Okay. At least.
Sinead Brady, career psychologist and the author of Total Reset. Sinead, thanks a million for telling us how long we need for a good holiday this year.
My pleasure.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.